welcome to the Online Marketing Alchemist podcast. On the Online Marketing Alchemist podcast, we cover how to grow your online business and market your magic in a way that has your ideal client raising their hand and pulling out their credit card, all while using spiritual practices and modalities to help keep you regulated and aligned. I'm your host, Jess Angelini. Let's dive in. Let's talk about why content campaigns are essential for coaches, especially coaches who are looking to embody that CEO identity. So I'm really excited to talk about this today because if you know me or you've been in my world, you know that coaching, my clients are coaches for the most part, right? Or they're selling some sort of online service, offer, program, consulting, etc. And one thing that we use is campaigns. So you might not know what a campaign is. You might be thinking, well, what's a campaign? What are you talking about? Are you talking about an ad campaign? No, I'm talking about an organic strategy that is organized in a specific way that's going to help you bring in new clients. That's going to help you achieve your goals or whatever it is that you are launching. And why I talk about campaigns for context is I come from the corporate ad world. I have a degree in advertising from the number one advertising university, which feels so funny because it's like so long ago that I got that degree, right? But it's important because when you look at, as a CEO of your coaching business, when you look at what the CEOs of the companies of the ads that you see all around you, right? Or the ads that you see on social media, or even just the general content, right? Let's say your favorite skincare brand is launching a new product and you are seeing that product everywhere. You're seeing influencers talk about it. You maybe are getting ads about it. You are seeing it on TV, but you're also seeing specific posts about it. That is all a campaign that's centered around driving revenue and awareness of a new product. So when we talk about content campaigns, really what we're talking about is a content strategy. The reason I use the word campaign is because I want you to step into that embodiment energy of CEO. So many of us as coaches, we often end up treating our business like a side hustle, or we often don't embody that I am a business owner, I am a CEO energy. We convince ourselves that we need to play small. We buy these plug and play templates from Pinterest. We maybe even have hired an agency or hired some support before. But what ends up happening is often we will use a strategy for a small amount of time as a coach. And then that strategy goes away because we get busy. We learn a new strategy. We see a new Reels trend or challenge that we want to jump on. And a lot of these things have value, but they're not actually the thing that you need to be doing to move the needle as a CEO in your business. So when I talk about building a content campaign and learning how to do that, it's a replicable system, meaning you can replicate it, right? Because as you scale your business, if you really want that legacy business, you want to get the word out, you're going to move beyond just posting. Or maybe you already have an email list and you're selling to your email list really well, but you want to use social media content or content in general to grow your business. You have to understand that our business lives so much bigger than we do in the lifetime, in the scheme of our lifetime or the lifetime of our business. So for me, I'm going to use myself as an example to make some of this make sense. I, Jess, am one person. I run my business. I am responsible for doing the content, right? Like that's my thing. I can't really pass that piece off, this piece of it off. Sure, I could get some support around it, but ultimately I am the face of my business. My business centers around me. So I need to make the space to get on live and talk with you here and make content, right? So if I'm doing that in a way that is systemized, then what happens is my team can take it and run with it. When you are doing a campaign, you are actually sitting down and strategically looking at where you need to spend your time as a business owner, and then where you can also hand these other pieces off to your team as you go. But also, if you don't have a team yet, what you're doing is you're making that space for your team to be able to effectively execute what it is that you're doing with your content. Because if we're going big with our content, if we're going big with our business and we're playing a big game here, we are not going to just sit around every day and quickly shoot a trending reel and throw it up, or quickly write something in Canva and throw it up, or even have a formula of Monday motivation, testimonial Tuesday, whatever that is. Those are amateur hour ways of approaching your content, which is fine. We all have a day one. We all have a starting point. And when you are in that place where you are ready to get to that next level in your content and in your business, that's when we introduce what campaigns look like. That's when we sit down and we talk about a true strategy, a true campaign that's going to serve you throughout the years. So back to the example of me, I'm getting ready to relaunch my podcast right now. And I am so excited to tell you guys this because I'm seeing how my own systems, whether I have a bunch of team or not, are serving me because I know how to make a campaign. So in my program, The Portal, I teach you how to do this process called the core piece of content. It's a CPC. It's how you structure a live video or a really solid piece of content that's juicy, that's got legs, that really speaks to your ideal client, that teaches something, that tells a story. It's a really solid, foolproof way to always know how to sit down and write out your content and plan out your big piece of content that you're making for the week. It could be a live video. It could be a recording that you do. For one of my clients, she's really big on LinkedIn. She writes it out as content, as copy for an article for LinkedIn for the week or for Medium, whatever that is. And that core piece of content that they're creating then serves the rest of their campaign, right? That's the one thing that I want them hyper-focused on, making awesome, that they're collaborating with me on. Why that then serves you so much more is because we then can take that, we can get it transcribed, we can plug it into AI, we can plug it into an AI video editor to get more reels, we can transcribe it and drop it in to Cloud AI and ask for Claude AI and ask it for more post ideas. We can take that one core piece of content that you're doing a week and have it serve you in your business in 50 other ways. Truly, if it's done right and well, and if you're putting that time and effort into it, that's CEO energy, because you don't have time to do reels every single day. You don't have time to sit down and write your truest, most spiciest thoughts, to think about all of your strategy every single day, to always have that fiery truth that you're going to put in an Instagram carousel that's going to go viral with the right people. That takes time to build. And if you are doing these few core things yourself, you can scale that as you grow. You can then embody CEO energy. So as I'm getting ready to relaunch my podcast, I'm sitting down and I'm looking at my SOPs that I used to have when I was running my podcast every single week for over, you know, a year and a half or whatever it was. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, okay, cool. Like, I'm going to lead this now. I'm going to be the one doing some of this stuff. And then at the end of next month, my plan is to get a VA on board to support me in that. How am I going to do that? How am I going to lead that, right? Well, I'm looking at my SOPs and I'm like, oh, this is already done because of my CPC system. Because of the system I created and that I teach my clients, I'm not going to need to super train someone on my voice. I'm not going to need someone to know all these little nuanced things that I know. I have this system where it's essentially plug and play, but it's still super authentic to me. It's replicable, but it's my voice to my clients. So that one piece of content that I'm doing is then getting distributed on my podcast, is then getting distributed to my email list, is then being taken and transcribed, and we're pulling out all the fiery, hot, spicy quotes that we can put in Instagram carousels. We then can also take and pull out one quote. We can take it and pull out, oh, you know what? That topic, that should be its own post. I could do a whole other piece of content, a whole other CPC on that. That's what I'm talking about with a campaign. Having a campaign is different than just having a strategy. Having a strategy is great. We're thinking strategically, right? But there's a distinction. In a strategy, you're thinking strategic. We're strategically placing things in a certain place, and we are working on like, oh, what is this going to do? What is that going to do? In a campaign, we are launching something and we are strategically using our different types of posts with different intentions in a specific order to evoke the right emotion with the right people, while also keeping you as the CEO at the head of that. And if you're like, I don't really have a bunch of team yet, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? I chose to recreate my business and take some time away from having team so I could have my baby, get certified in all the things I wanted to get certified in, be with my son, all of that. And now as I'm rebuilding, I'm like, oh, I'm so ready for this support. And it's going to be so easy for me to pass this off because I have these systems in place. So when you are thinking about campaigns, or you see me talking about campaigns, and you're thinking, well, why does that even matter to me? That is such a fair question, because on Instagram, often you are seeing as a coach, oh, I need this membership site that's going to give me social media prompts. I need this social media manager. I need this. I need this. I need this. All these things that are, you're piecemealing together to try to make your overall campaign. And those things have massive value, right? I'm not saying that you shouldn't hire a social media manager. I super value that, obviously. And actually, many of my clients bring their social media managers or their team, their VA, whoever it is, on board inside of my program. And I coach them both. Or, you know, they are thinking about, well, how do I use, maybe they did invest in a membership site and they have all these great prompts, or they have certain things that have worked for them in that, but now they're wanting to think big picture CEO energy of how does this all work together? And that's a huge mindset distinction I want you to understand. So many coaches spend their time and energy frustrated about content, frustrated about social media, because they view it as this thing over here on this island, completely separate from the rest of their business. It's separate from sales. It's separate from, you know, networking. It's separate from your like upkeep of your brand. It's separate. It's separate. It's separate. It's over here. It's different. It's gone. And you know what? It also helps your client. It helps your client retention so much to be dialed in on this. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. But your social media content, when you are embodying CEO energy and you are using a actual campaign and you learn how to build a campaign for your business, you go from amateur to pro. You go from someone who maybe you're dabbling in this. Maybe you're, oh, I don't know what to post. I'm not sure. Like, oh, maybe my team can help me. Oh, maybe this social media manager will solve the problem. At the end of the day, you are the CEO. You can't pass off your vision, your voice. You should be steering the ship, right? You don't have to be the one paddling or throwing up the sail. You definitely want support. But if you need to learn how to steer that ship properly with your content, that's something you've got to prioritize, because you're going to be telling someone to put up the sail when in all reality, they need to be like steering the ship, right? Ship analogies. So clearly I watch Below Deck. Okay. Anybody else? What I want you to understand is your social media is not on an island. Your content is not on an island. It is an essential piece of the puzzle to a successful business. You cannot grow a really successful brand that has legs to it, that has legacy, that builds the life that you most likely are looking to build, without taking this into consideration, without really thinking about having a presence on social. You've got to learn how to do it. And if you're learning how to do it in the way of a campaign, it becomes so much bigger than a social media strategy, right? I used to call myself a social media strategist because that was really understandable to a certain degree. And that was really my focus. What I realized through the last 6-7 years of having my business is that most of my clients, I end up helping with their overall marketing strategy, not just with their social media campaign. We talk about which of their posts should be sent out as an email. We talk about how they can repurpose into a podcast. We talk about their overall campaign, right? And where they need to be. And by the way, I keep them where they need to be. You know, there's times where you just need to focus on your social media campaign and not much else, maybe some emails as well. We want to stay in the step we're in, but ultimately you want to be thinking about your social media as a piece to the larger puzzle of your business, your vision, and the life that you are creating, because that's the truth of what it is. That is, it's such a key piece of what you are going to be able to do when you scale. It's such a key piece of your embodiment as CEO, as going from someone who's coaching and selling sessions to someone who has a business, to someone who is doing all their posts by themselves, stressed about it every single day, to someone who has a scalable campaign that they know is running to promote the specific thing that they want to drive to, where you know how to run that. You know how to audit that. You know what key pieces you're going to need to make that work and make it scale. And then also how to review that at the end of it, right? Because most of my clients come to me, that's one of the main things they say on our Best Next Steps calls, is they have no idea how to look at the data. They don't know what data to look at. They don't know what the data means. Completely fair. Most people don't know that, right? Like, how would you know that? You don't know what you don't know. So I teach my clients that as well in their campaign discovery report. That's another point. When you are looking at your campaign and you have a specific targeted campaign that you are running for your launch or for your program or for your retreat, whatever it might be, and then you, at the end of it, you have a whole story to tell with data. You can look at that data and see what it's telling you. And I'm all about the woo-woo. My program is called The Portal because I believe that your social media, your marketing campaigns, that is the portal in which your clients find you and enter through to come and join your business so you can help transform their lives. It's so important. And with the woo, with the intuition, we also want to look at the data. They're both important pieces. And we can look at the data and tell a story after you've run a campaign so much more clearly than if you're just throwing up reels here and there, if you're just speaking only from the heart, which is important. But there's also very strategic points that we want to make sure you're hitting in a campaign, right? And people don't talk about this piece of it, but running really strong social media campaigns, running really strong content campaigns helps with client retention. Think about it as you're not just creating for your potential client, you're creating for your client that you've already got, those dream clients, because then they're seeing your content on your page and ideally they're still getting a lot of value out of it, right? You're still shifting those mindsets that need to be shifted with them. So the bottom line is, what I want you to take away from this is that when you are in that next phase of your business and you're really thinking about who you want to be and who you want to step into, astrologically right now, we're ending so many cycles and beginning so many cycles. There's a lot of invitation right now for you to let that old version of yourself go, that old version of what being a business owner or a coach looked like to you, and step into new energy, CEO energy, embodiment energy of what you're creating. Step into that big vision and start thinking really big about your content and understanding that getting support with campaigns is going to be an insurance policy to anything else that you're doing in your business. It's an insurance policy to that mentor you're working with or that high ticket mastermind that you're in. Getting this kind of support is the best insurance policy for that, because you are not only getting that support, you're getting this support. And one of my favorite things about the portal is that we look at energy too. There's specific energetic work that we're doing to help you regulate, to help you know what you're saying is what you want to say, and that it's landing with your ideal client, and that it's landing in the market in the place that it needs to land. Because we are so close to our own stuff, it's really hard to know what's working and what needs shifting. And even oftentimes with the best VAs or social media managers you might be working with, they're not a campaign expert. They've never been in that CMO role. And they're not thinking about necessarily your business the way a true CMO online marketing alchemist would be able to do. So that's where I come in, and that's where the portal comes in, which we are not open for enrollment yet, but there is an interest form in my bio if you're interested. That interest form will give you first access to enroll with the first fast action bonuses, which many of them are limited. So sign up for that. And there's also no pressure to enroll if you do sign up and you just want the info. Totally cool with that too. And I am so excited. I have so much juicy content planned for you in my campaign today. I really cannot wait for you guys to see. I'm just like kind of side glancing at my campaign over here and I'm like, it's so juicy. But if there's specific questions that you have about this for me, I want you to let me know. If any of this went over your head, let me know. I will make more content around this so that you understand what this looks like. And really, the shift that we're making is you're going beyond social media strategy. You're going beyond prompts. You're going beyond what should I post today? And you're going beyond what you've already done and what results have gotten you here. And you're shifting into looking at your content, looking at your overall marketing campaign as a holistic part of your business, as a networking tool, as a nurturing tool, as a client retention tool, as a growth tool, as an online stage tool, as all the things that you are working on needs to be all cohesive. And it's a part of the puzzle that in 2024 and beyond, especially now, you cannot go without. You've got to make sure you are at least nurture campaigning your audience, because otherwise you're going to get lost in the shuffle and you're not going to be top of mind. And I'm confident that when you run your first campaign, you're going to be mind blown by what you're capable of, what comes through, and then what data we get and what we can do with that data at the end. Because everyone says that you can't get data from social media and there's no way to track it. I beg to differ. There's no necessarily direct correlation between like click and buy, but you know, if you do a post and then you get some DMs and you get those calls and then you book the clients, or when you start showing up more regularly, you also can tell very clearly because people are talking about you. They're tapping into you. They're saying, "Ooh, I heard you talk about this once." And they're saying back to you your teachings, your beliefs, your strategies, your unique place in the market. Nothing else does that for you in this way. Even for your podcast, for example, my podcast is really important to me. And so with relaunching it, a huge driving strategy, guess how people are going to find it? Through my content. So anything you want to do as that CEO, you got to think about how you're going to use a campaign to do it. And of course, we're never going to lose the heart and soul because that's my thing. We're going to sell on social with soul always and forever. If you have any questions about this, please, please, please let me know. Like I said, I'm making so much content in my campaign coming up here. And if you are interested in joining the interest form for the portal that we're opening up here in the next week or so, I want you to DM me the word portal, or you can just go right to the link in my bio if you don't want to talk to me right now and just fill out your name, email, and phone number. I don't text you anything. The only reason I get your phone number is if we set up a call and you don't come or something like that, then we can always connect. Alrighty. Big, big love to everyone. Thank you for watching. I am so excited about this campaign and I cannot wait to help you guys. Again, any further questions or clarifications, please reach out to me. I'm happy to help. And hopefully I'll see you on the portal interest form. Bye-bye.